the good news station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A deadly train crash in New York. NTSB Vice Chairman Robert Sumwalt says investigators have the recorders from the train as well as recorders from the crossing and nearby traffic signals.
Those recorders have been secured, and we will be looking at that today.
He says officials also hope to interview the train's operators within the next 2 days, but he notes that they have been through emotional and possibly physical trauma. President Barack Obama is accusing opponents of his immigration action of failing to think about the human consequences. The president spoke during an Oval Office meeting Wednesday with six young immigrants who would be subject to eventual deportation under a bill passed by the House. The legislation would overturn Obama's executive actions, limiting deportations for millions here illegally and giving them the ability to work. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is the USA Radio Network.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
The nation's new Postmaster General says the Postal Service is looking beyond its regular mail and package delivery for new sources of revenue, and that means building on what Megan J. Brennan calls its core competency, the delivery of goods. The Postal Service is testing grocery delivery in San Francisco and delivering cases of drinking water to customers in parts of New York City. The 52-year-old Brennan, the first woman to be Postmaster General, is easing into her first days on the job. Crews have started tearing down San Francisco's storied Candlestick Park so houses, a hotel, and a shopping center can be built on the site of the former Giants and 49ers stadium. Ramps were being knocked down Wednesday, and the upper portions of the iconic stadium will follow. The Stick opened up more than 50 years ago and was known for its chilly conditions brought by whipping winds and fog from San Francisco Bay. The Beatles held their last live concert there in 1966. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded women's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
First step to repeal Obamacare has occurred. Here's USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Republicans said one of their priorities when gaining the majority in Congress was replacing Obamacare. Now those Republicans in the House have taken the first step toward making it a reality, passing a bill 239 to 186 to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana shared his motivation for voting to repeal.
American people across the country have seen the devastating impacts of the president's health care law. Millions of people have lost the good health care that they had, that they liked.
Democrat Rose DeLauro voted against the repeal, saying Obamacare is good for America.
It has given millions of families the care that they can depend on. We are a better country because of it.
The latest polling shows 60% of Americans agree with Republicans and want to see Obamacare repealed. I'm Jason Wirt.
Dogs aren't the only animals that vie for best in show. Hundreds of breeds of pigeons compete in their own version of the Westminster Show. Strutting on long, thick legs or fluttering, curly, lacy feathers in their bid to be the best bird. These pigeons aren't the nuisance flocks that swarm food scraps at outdoor restaurants. They're genetically rich birds, including variations bred to look like turkeys or sound like trumpets that drew thousands of enthusiasts, including Xboxer and pigeon lover Mike Tyson. To each their own. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
It's no longer 5 seconds, Connie. Now it's I've Got to Be On.
That's the time delay.
See, we actually have a brand new producer today.
Wow.
And she's much better.
Much better looking than the old producer.
She's much better looking than Pastor Tom. Much younger, you know. She's
and much, she's smiling now.
She's sweeter, you know. I mean, honestly, we're really impressed. Pastor Tom, goodbye. It was really nice knowing you. See, for those of you that don't know, or maybe do know, but Pastor Tom is on his... When are you leaving for Israel?
Tuesday.
He's leaving for Tuesday for Israel. So this is the maiden voyage for Connie, right? Being the producer?
Yeah. So get carried away now.
So this is good. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. The Team Martech Hour today has... three local professionals here to answer your questions. Vince Rosino, CPA.
Hello.
Forensic CPA. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Big word on independent. And Joe Martech, financial advisor. So it's a real good day to have questions to do with your homeowner's insurance, your automobile insurance, your business insurance, how to start a business, how to close a business,
oh, yeah,
how to stay in business.
Absolutely. That's the most important one.
That's right.
How to stay in business.
Well, you know, I had this caller the other day, and I referred him to Vince, and they wanted to start a home business, but I didn't ask what kind of business it was. But, you know, I said the first person you need to talk to is Vince. Once you tell him what kind of business and how you want to get started, he can help you set it up so that you don't have something come back to haunt you later.
It's very important.
Now, when you start making lots of money and you're making too much money and you can't spend it all and give it away, then you call Joe Martech.
And he'll send you a bill.
No,
only kidding.
I will be. And by the way, folks, if you're watching, if you're hearing this for the first time, you will realize that we are not always without humor. We're most of the times with humor.
Yes.
And Vince, even though he's a CPA, once in a while he pretends he has humor.
That's right.
Which is not native to the species.
CPA.
It is
Joe,
tax season, so he's in a good mood.
It is
and
tax
Joe,
season.
That's right. And Joe pretends that they're funny. And he
that's
laughs.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, when he gives me the bill and I got to pay him, I laugh every month.
That's right.
But that's one good way, you know, if you have too much money. It's always a joke with the client, you know, and tell them that. You have way
I'm
too much money.
You get rid
I'll
of it.
Help you get rid of it. Send you a
there
bill.
There you go. So the concept of this show is about 12 years ago, 11 or 10, we're not sure because Dan can't remember and I can't remember, but Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Gregory Fasula, attorney, and Joe Martech, financial advisor, started doing these radio shows.
Well, you've been saying 10 years for 2 years, so
I know.
It's got to be at least 11
well,
years.
Well, I figured.
You got to check with his account.
Yes.
10 plus
check
2 is 12.
I've only got 10 fingers. How do you expect?
Right.
I got to take my shoe off.
You got to take your shoes off.
But it's so much work.
But don't do that because we want to survive this hour.
Connie, that's would you right. live with me and with my shoes on?
Connie, don't like him.
So the concept of the show, very simply, is local professionals that have been around here a long, long time. I mean, Dan, even though he's very old, he's not as old as me, but he looks it. But Dan has only been in business 35 or 7 years?
Not quite that long, but we're getting close, Joe.
How many years is it, Dan?
It's been about 34.
34?
It'll be 35 this fall.
Uh-huh. And Vince Rizzino, even he looks older. He's been a CPA, forensic CPA, college professor for how many years now?
You don't want to know.
104?
About 37 years and change.
See, you two guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Joe, is that says that we should have at least a good clue as to what we're doing. We've been doing this a long time.
You know what, folks? Even though we aren't always serious, let me just tell you, when we started putting the program together, what I did not want was people that were brand new in business. Why? Well, people new in business, if they're going to make a mistake, that's usually when they make them. When you can go to school and you can learn lots of book stuff, but that doesn't mean you know what you're doing, and you got to learn it with the stick in the eye and the hard rocks and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, Joe, they say that wisdom is just an accumulation of mistakes.
Yeah.
Either yours or somebody else's. Now, in my case, I prefer it to be yours, but
I was just waiting for you to finish that thought, you know, as we were going. Well, and it's the truth, you know, and like I told my girl Nikki, who runs my office, who's been with me just over a year now, and I says, the nice thing about this business, it starts off easy and it keeps getting harder.
Right.
Every day it seems like something new comes along, and it's no different than Dan with 70 to 80 different insurance companies underneath his umbrella. And soon enough, you think you know something comes in and changes.
Well, they change. You know, the market appetites for Company A changes, and then it's our job to find a replacement for that.
There you go. So when we started doing the shows, it was very simple to put together local professionals that were experienced, credible, and most important, had integrity. You've got to have honest people, and Dan and I have been very blessed with actually some people that call in on the phone, and we didn't even have to pay them very much to say this, but they'd say, the nice thing about you guys, it's like sitting around the kitchen table with family. And that's exactly how we all work. I don't, even our attorney, Greg Fasula, who's one of the original Three Mouseketeers in this group, he's probably the only attorney that I know that's not pretentious, not arrogant.
Well, we chose him for a reason, Joe. I mean, I feel very comfortable when I send a client there,
right,
that they will get that warm, fuzzy feeling that I want them to get from a local professional who's also got competency, who, you know, who's good at what they do, who takes the time to explain what needs to be done, because too many times the professional wants to sort of put you in your place and you just sit there and I'll tell you what needs to be done. And I don't like that.
No, I don't either. And you know, and let me tell you what, you know, normally when we think about an attorney, we think that fellow might be a bit pretentious, a bit arrogant, not a good listener. Greg is none of those. If anything, he's probably the best listener in our group. I mean, he's a very, very patient person.
Is he the only liberal in our group?
I hope so.
I think he now has come to the middle. He now says he's a moderate.
He says he's...
Oh, really?
He said, yeah, but yeah,
wow.
Let me tell you.
We're moving in closer.
You know,
we're
moving in closer. He's going towards the middle.
When, you know, there's a lot of them that say that. You know, they
in the old days, that used to work.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Now it seems like...
Doesn't that sound better to say I'm a moderate?
Yes.
Well, it does sound better, but, you know... When he's making excuses for Obama, forgive me. Let's stay away from politics today, because that's
Pastor Tom will come back, slap you.
Well, first of all, that's nothing new there.
Won't be the first.
Won't be the first, right? 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. So today's a really good time if you have any questions to do with any form of insurance, life insurance, health insurance, with business insurance, automobile. In fact, did you bring that list of the...
You know, Joe, there's a couple of things that are happening in the industry.
Right.
And as I had alluded to earlier, you know, companies, the appetite comes and goes. Right now, the market has, let's say, softened a bit. There are some new opportunities for people to take advantage of, such as in the past, we used to have companies that would let you bundle car and home insurance with the same company. That all seemed to disappear after Hurricane Andrew hit. We now have an excellent A-plus rated carrier that allows us to bundle car and home. Here's the little catch. Every company has a little catch. If the home is older than 2004, we have a better market. Okay, but if it's
under
2004
that, newer than that,
or newer,
yeah.
This is a hard-to-beat market, okay? We have another company that we feel is superior for the older homes, so we can accomplish it either way. But the bundling aspect is relatively new. It hasn't been in our area for quite some time. And the other thing that probably doesn't affect a lot of our listeners, but here on the Treasure Coast, we've had a relatively difficult time in placing insurance for manufactured housing other than with Citizens. And we have been negotiating with some companies for quite some time to see if they would open up some of these markets besides having to put all my customers with Citizens. And I've got a list here, Joe, for the Martin and St. Lucie County area. Now, I know this broadcast goes into Palm Beach County, and I've got a complete list of all the Palm Beach County markets if the listeners are interested.
What is this list you're giving us?
Well, instead of having to go to Citizens to get your insurance, which, by the way, folks, is the pool.
If you don't know, in many cases,
that insurance policy is not as good as I'd like it to be, but it was the only one available.
Got it. So these are alternatives?
These are a company that has opened up for a couple of parks, individual parks.
Okay.
They specifically mention parks, so they don't tell you how long, but they do have some. They say, okay, we've got enough business in there, and they close it off. They don't say that everybody's in. Some they had for a period of time, and then they say, no longer are we going to do it. But I'm going to read you a list, and anybody that knows somebody that lives in a manufactured home, even if you don't hear it, it'd be very, very smart for you to call the station, and they would give you Dan's number or whatever and try to give you the list. So if you happen to be in one of these preferred parks, you could possibly get a better coverage and better
rate. And the thing, Joe, that you mentioned, which I'm glad you mentioned, these things don't last forever.
Yeah.
Once the park gets saturated, that's all they're going
to
take.
I was going to say, I didn't even realize that they did that level of screening. They go right down to the park.
Yes, they do. I mean, here's the list. So I'm going to read off a few of them. This isn't all of them, but this is in Martin County. Cambridge at Heritage South is Hope Sound. Indian Wood, which is in Indian Town, Golf and Country Club. Leisure Village is in Stewart. Natalie Estates is in Stewart. Nettles Island is closed. Palma Vista and Palm City is available. Pine Lake Gardens and Stewart's available. Ridgeway is available. St. Lucie Falls is available. Tropical Paradise is available. And that's a partial list. And there's some in Okeechobee that are available. There's some in Palm Beach County that are available. But the best thing to do if you have a manufactured home is to call the station. They'll give you Dan's office phone number and see if you qualify, if you can get a quote.
Now, here's the thing. Just like the homeowners market that I told you had an age limitation, mm-hmm. This particular company goes back to 1994 on the manufactured housing. So it goes back another 10 years. So, if your home is 20, 21 years old, I can get you in the door.
Hmm.
Okay,
that's
so we've been working on this for about a year, to have this many parks open. And I don't know what's going to happen between now and when hurricane season starts, but my guess is they'll close them up.
Mm, of course.
Well, what happens, to insurance companies, once they get enough exposure in any one particular market, they usually just say, that's enough. We're not going to put any more business.
Well, I get that. I mean, they want to spread the risk around and let some of the other carriers absorb some of that.
But this is the first time.
We've got some that bring it down to zip codes. They only take somebody in a zip code. They don't want to be overexposed in case it makes landfall right there.
Yeah.
1-888.
That makes sense.
It does.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990.
No, that actually protects the consumer as well, Dan. Because the insurance company is not as exposed, and if they go belly up, what do?
You understand it from the actuarial point because that's where your mind is.
Right, right.
A lot of people don't understand that when I say, hey, this is probably not going to be open forever, that's a true statement. From the business side, you understand that because they don't want to have 1,000 units in one location insured and then have a tornado, let's say, come through there and destroy 500 homes where they insure most of them.
Exactly. So then you're relying on maybe the aftermarket. I mean, what do they call that?
The reinsurance.
The reinsurance market.
So they try to spread it around, and I think they've done a nice job. And we may be able to open some more parks as we move forward, but we've got a nice little start here, and so I'm happy. I haven't been able to report really positive news like this for quite a while.
Yeah, that's good news.
Well, we think ever since Hurricane Andrew, it seemed like it got harder and harder and worse rather
it
than
has.
Better.
It really has. Yeah. Too.
Well, the biggest frustration people have is it seems that the insurance companies, when they have all these disasters, then they follow up with they're reluctant to issue any new policies.
Yeah,
so they
exactly.
withdraw for a time either to absorb all those losses
Yes.
Or they figure, I've had enough, let me move to another place and make some money.
Well, you know what's funny is it's because here in Florida, many of the major carriers, and we've had this discussion before, Joe and I have, is right after Andrew hit, many of the major companies who are headquartered in Ohio, New York, Illinois, Minnesota, different places, the companies like AM Best, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, the rating companies came back and said, you're overexposed in Florida, you need to make a change or we're going to reduce your rating. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, don't do that. We'll figure out a way. And initially, they wanted to get rid of everybody instantly. The state came back and said, oh, no, you can't do it all at one time. You have to do a slow drip. But that slow drip ended up being hundreds of thousands of homes that were non-renewed in a period of time.
Yeah, several years.
Several years.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, and then what happened is you can get insurance, but it's through the state pool.
Yeah.
And what happens is, unfortunately, some of the coverages aren't quite what you expect.
And they're not as cheap.
And they're not as they're more expensive. But the state's not there to be a handout there, and the state has lost money on this pool. So, I mean, they're trying to tighten it up. I've
always said this. If I was, king for the day, I would never have anything like a state pool. I would have it where the companies would be mandated to sell insurance. If you're licensed to sell insurance in a certain state, selling that product, you should sell it. Now, the state then steps in and they control the price.
Right.
That's what creates the problem.
Right.
Okay, if you go back in time to, as you know, the invisible hand, from Adam Smith.
Yep.
The guy goes, hey, if I'm selling insurance for $2,000 and making money, and you come along at $1,500 and make money, they're going to go to you. And society will dictate the price.
Absolutely.
We've had artificially influenced insurance in Florida. And the sad thing is, this is my opinion now, the people who are supposed to be your advocates in Tallahassee have failed miserably in protecting you as a consumer and rates. Florida has the highest, I'm saying the highest of all 50 states, homeowners insurance, bar none.
That's incredible.
No one wants to be the worst.
Even worse than the Northeast?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But you see, one of the things that's happened is, and the 99% of the people don't know this, but some years ago, the state of Florida allowed companies to have Florida-only companies, like State Farm of Florida, Allstate of Florida, They are not spreading the risk over 50 states. They're spreading the risk over just Florida.
And they're not the only companies that do things like that.
No.
You may have a power plant or two with a nuclear division that is a standalone company. So if it melts like Chernobyl, it doesn't affect everything else.
Yep.
And the state allows these things. But you and I as consumers, we have no control over how they allow this.
That seems to be very wrong. There's something very wrong with that.
Dan and I have had this conversation, and it's not necessarily a good one, but very often the state insurance commissioners really weren't in the insurance business. It might have been a stepping stone to move to another office.
It was a political stepping stone. Yeah.
So they made some concessions that were not necessarily, in our opinion, in the best interest of the consumer.
Look at all the people that have had wind mitigation inspections to drive the price of their insurance down.
Right.
And they pay the price and they get a nice little discount and everybody's happy. And then 2 years later, the state says, oh, you know what? We are going to do a new wind mitigation. So you got to get it redone.
Yep.
And each time they've done it, and they've done it four times, each time they've done it, they've taken away credits or made it more and more difficult to still get them.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, I can't sit here and tell you that's been influenced by construction lobbyists. But it may have been.
There's a chance, right?
It may have been influenced by insurance lobbyists. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I suspect it may have happened because it drives up price. Okay. So all I know is that the people that hire me to work for them, that's my job, is to try to find them the best value out there. And it's very frustrating when you do your job and then the state comes along and negates all your work.
1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. So that's why when we first started, I wanted a quote independent insurance agent, because if I work for one insurance company and my one insurance company says, okay, we're getting rid of half of your business, half of my business is not only mad at the insurance company, they're mad at me. But if Dan has 50, 20, 30, 80 companies inside of his bailiwick, if one company falls out of favor, the odds are decent. He's got somebody else that can pick up the slack.
Well, not only that, Joe. Let's suppose we have you as a client,
right? Well, yeah, the customer, you can suppose all you want because you do.
And the and you have a rate increase. You tell them what happens from the office.
Well, this is even the better part, and I wish Mike Paulus was here, because on the last two renewals that he got and I got, we got a phone call from his office and said, "Joe, did you get your car insurance renewal?" And I said, "No, I didn't." "Well, you'll get it in the next day or so, but we'd like you to move you to another company and save you $400. Is that okay?" I said, "Well, gee, I'm having a real hard time with this. Do I want to save $400 or do I want to give it all to Connie?" "Okay, I'll save the $400. No, Connie, you don't get it." I mean, really, in truth, and with Mike on his homeowner's insurance, I think it's almost $2,000 last year.
Understand this, Joe. That doesn't happen every time. Okay, what happens when the rate increase comes in? We go and shop. If we have good market conditions when we're shopping at that time, that's when those things can happen. I throw it out like a disclaimer.
Well, you see, Joe understands these, because his disclaimer is past performance is
no indication of future
results. You heard that as the beginning of the show, right?
There you go. Yeah. So it's the same thing.
Well, but the object is this, that Dan's office automatically, when they have these renewals, with the power of the computer today, they can go and shop immediately all of his different companies. And, hey, here's an interesting thing. Vince, would you like a cut in pay? Answer is no. Well, Dan's office automatically, if he cuts down your premium, he takes a cut in pay.
Right.
But in order to do the right thing and to maintain his client base.
It's a conflict of interest for him, right?
Well, you know what?
The better he does for the client, the less money he makes.
You know what? Here's the thing. If I do the right thing and I take care of the needs of my client, my needs will be met.
Absolutely.
God has a way of making it all work out and balance out. So, and where we prosper then is if we do right by you, I can guarantee you within the next 12 months, you'll be talking to somebody about insurance.
Yep.
Yes.
And then you'll be able to say, "Well, I can't tell you if Dan can help you, but he sure helped me. Give him a call." That's where we come
ahead. Well, all of us sitting here know that more than half of our business, probably more than three quarters of it, comes from referral.
That's the best source.
You know, and I think our mission on this show has been to put together six local professionals, including Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who's answered tons of questions and helped lots of people with mortgage financing, things that need to be done. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, people that want to talk about a short sale, about foreclosures, or anything to do with real estate. She's only been doing this since 1980, and this lady is one of the things that aggravates a lot of people about some quote professionals is they don't return phone calls.
Right.
They don't do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
You will not find that in our group. I mean, this is called the mortal sin of life. It's is very that you
frustrating.
Don't.
Yeah, very. When you're trying to reach a professional and you can't get through.
Very frustrating.
Well, you know what's nice is the people that are listening can get advice from local professionals for free.
Yeah. Exactly. So we'll free talk, on this show.
Oh,
so
yeah,
cool.
We've talked to anybody on the show, and then and every single one of us will take a phone call at the office. Matter of fact, I was just on the phone with Greg Fasula, attorney, just before I got here. Fella called me from Montana that wants to buy some property in Martin County, and because he knew me from Montana, said, "Joe, can you help me?" Well, that's pretty easy.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So I can put him together with everybody that he needs to get this thing done properly.
Beautiful.
And, you know, and that's just what we do.
I told you that story with Victoria. I had a similar story. A new client came in the office, was looking to buy locally. She had just opened a business here.
Yeah. Right.
And I just picked up the phone, called Victoria. I said, "Here, talk to the broker." That's how they made the connection.
Well, and you know, that's the way it works. And when you've got good people to work with, like Mike Paulus would say, he probably gets two or three phone calls a week because of Victoria, who's not necessarily doing business with people, but they're looking for mortgage financing. They need to have answers. There's all kinds of things that we take for granted as an individuals or as even as a group that the average consumer may not know. It's like I was talking last week, Vince, to you about the Roth IRA as an alternative.
Yes, that was an excellent concept. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, and the more every time I think about it with the constraints of these other plans, this has no constraints. Anyway, it just made a whole bunch of sense.
Well, they
backed
off.
Hear me talk about that?
Yeah,
I did, but you know what? I bet you some of the people who are listening now didn't hear it.
There
Why
you
don't
go.
You repeat it?
There you go. Why don't you talk about that,
well,
Joe?
We have a CPA here who has a brand new grandson.
Yes, 3 months old.
And his very first one.
Yep.
And, you know, to put it mildly, he's a bit of a proud grandpa. So he's saying, hey, Florida, prepaid 529 plans. You know, I'm going to put this kid through college. He's going to go to Harvard, and I'm going to pay for it.
And I'm not teaching. But go ahead.
Anyway.
Not at Harvard.
It may actually not be quite. I'm making up a bit of this. But I said.
Are you saying he's a proud grandpa?
Very proud
and
grandpa.
And he should be.
Absolutely. So absolutely. I said, you know what? I did an analysis. I had this done, and I found out about it, that if you're working, you now can put money into an IRA. And when you're an old person like Vince, you're allowed to put $6,500 a year. And if you put it into a Roth IRA, $6,500 a year for 18 years would end up being roughly $225,000 if you earn 5% a year, which should not be too ambitious. And then 100% of that is tax-free. Now, what if this child doesn't go to college? Vince can do whatever he wants with this money. There's no constraints on it, where there may be constraints on a 529 plan and or Florida prepaid, as far as what you can do with the money. So I thought, what a great alternative it is.
Now, you might have one problem, but it's not a very big one. But, you know, at that point, if it's a Roth and you're taking it out and giving it to your grandson or whomever, right, it's a gift at that point. So there are gift restrictions on how much you can gift in a given year.
Well, the only problem with gift is that means if you got over $5.5 million as far as an estate.
No.
Annual gifting.
Annual gifting.
You could give 10.
And your wife could give 10. Well,
you
actually, it's 14 now. But okay. Yes, you can. You can both give up to 28. Now.
Go ahead. Stay with that thought.
Well, I guess if in today's dollars, that certainly would be enough to pay
for but in the future,
at least a half a
in
year.
In the future, most, it might be 30 in 18 years. Who knows what it'll be.
It could be. But they haven't changed it too much.
In quite a while.
It's incremental. But yes, it could. But a point is that there are limitations.
If they start school in September,
you could
that's
do half
28
and half.
Then and 28 in January.
That's right. Exactly. But if you're going to Harvard, won't be enough just to pay for one.
Well, if the kid qualifies for Harvard, let's hope he gets a scholarship.
But it's a good idea, Joe. I like it. It's innovative.
And you could incorporate that with prepaid college. You could incorporate it with other things.
There's all kinds
of assets allow you to do that.
There's all kinds of options there. It just happens to be another option that
I think the administration backed off in a hurry because they got flack from both sides of the aisle on this.
Well, they were trying to tax you on your accumulations.
And I'm saying, how dumb is this? So they want to now punish you for the people that want to provide for themselves.
Yeah.
They want you to become more dependent.
Right, exactly.
So much for that. And it obviously didn't fly, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
1-888-221-8999. Nobody loves us today.
Well, Joe, I don't know. It's maybe
Connie, what are you doing? Have you poisoned the water here?
We've got to find a topic that they want to call
Pastor
about.
Pastor Tom did. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Now, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, which is fine, you can call the station at any time, and Connie will take your name and number and have us call you back or give you whatever you want. Because we only give out the one number, because if we start giving out six different numbers on a thing as you're driving along, and nobody can remember that many.
But they should call, Joe. I mean, we're very friendly. We don't bite. We give them good answers.
Well, not only that, you know, I think we give out good little tidbits of wisdom here and there. So with that in mind, I need to throw this out because it's come to my attention through some of my industry resources. There's been an awful lot of assignment of benefits problems. Mm. Now, what that means in a nutshell is this. Let's say, Joe, your house springs a leak. And you call somebody to come fix it and dry it out and fix your floors. And they say, no problem, Joe, sign these papers and we'll take care of the rest. And you sign them. And now what you've done in many cases, not always, it's I'm telling you to read what you're signing. You may have just assigned your benefits to that contractor.
Wow.
Okay. And now if that claim would have been, let's say, $10,000.
Now it's 50.
If it's, let's say, 30, and the insurance company says, we're only going to pay 10, he may put a lien on your house. He may come after you for the difference. Don't think it doesn't happen. It happens quite a bit. So be very careful.
Our biggest advice on this was, let's assume you had Dan Warren as an agent. If you have this claim, he should be the first one you talk to, and then he can guide you to make sure that you don't make this kind
of
mistake.
You know, one of the things I just happen to have at my office is I have spent quite a bit of money on those big giant drying fans. Oh. So let's say you're my customer and you say, Dan, I got a leak. I'll say, well, let's call the company, get the claim started, and I'll be there in 20 minutes with my fans. They'll be working before that contractor ever gets there.
And that's important with the mold business.
It starts up real fast. Let's pull that carpet out. Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's some problems behind your sheetrock, and let's get going on this thing.
Yep.
Okay, so one of the things I always tell people in the time of an emergency, let's act like you have no insurance. Okay, let's be self-sufficient. Let's try to dry that up and get ourselves one of those shop vacs. I've got those, and we'll prep it for that contractor to come. Don't wait for him to come in 2 days.
Yep.
24 hours is a big gap there. A lot of damage. Talking about mold.
Yeah, it can
develop like that.
So that's part of, you know, what we offer. But just to give you an example, like, you know, Citizens is the largest insurer in the state of Florida. I wish it was not, but that's just the sad truth. Now, down in Dade and Broward County, they put back right at 51 cents of every dollar now for expected water claims.
Out of every homeowner's insurance premium.
51%?
51%
is going for reserving projected for water damage?
Yes.
Wow. And that's not hurricane. And that's
Dade
not wind.
And Broward.
No, I know, because we had one in our community. She went on vacation for a week.
Yeah.
She got a leak underneath her sink.
It could be 50 grand.
3 inches of water in the whole house.
Yeah.
They had the remediators there for 6 months.
Yeah. Now,
God knows how much
on the claims that where you've assigned your benefits,
Okay,
they average $32,000 right now, which is right at triple what the average claim is. I'm not saying the contractors are going to automatically do this to you, but part of what we offer to our customers is knowledge. That's what we're doing here today, trying to give out a little knowledge.
Exactly.
Be careful before you sign any contract.
I couldn't agree with you more,
and
Dan. That's good advice.
Assigning your rights, you just have to be extremely careful.
It's one thing for medical benefits, right? Wouldn't that be a different or same deal with medical?
Well, you got to be very careful what you say. I mean, let's suppose I'm your trophy wife. That's trouble if I'm your trophy wife. And you get in trouble, and I automatically say, well, pull the plug.
Right.
You got to be careful. You got to know what you're doing.
I agree with you. The key thing is this. If and when you ever have a claim, the first clause should go to your agent, and hopefully that agent knows what they're talking about. In the meantime, we got a caller here.
There you go. It happens.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. My name is Paul. I just had a quick question for you. It's got to do with a home equity line of credit.
Go ahead.
And I just wonder what your opinion of that is. I'm in a little bit of debt. You know, I've got an opportunity to take a line of credit on my home.
Right.
Yeah. Home equity line.
It'll cost me for the appraisal, and then I get that money back at the closing. And I would pay off a vehicle that I had to buy. I'm disabled now. I had to buy a vehicle for my wife, and I got a couple other little debts that I would pay off with that. Just wondered what you thought of those. It's 3% minus a quarter.
What, the debt that you're going to retire, what is the interest rate on that?
And the car.
I'm sorry. It's at 4.
So you have a 4% interest rate on your car, and you could get a 3% give or take home equity line. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
that's correct.
There's obviously that any interest, and I don't even know if you can use it in your tax situation, but the interest on home equities are deductible, as opposed to most interest that is on debt for cars, automobiles, and things like that when they're not business assets. But the bigger question is, do you want to put your home at risk for a refinance of this nature? I mean, when you're refinancing an automobile, putting your house as collateral now, and you're swapping debt. You're swapping debt to the finance company, to swapping debt to your mortgage company.
That's one consideration.
Then the other is the interest deduction. Yes, you can, up to $100,000 you could borrow on a home equity and get a tax deduction for it.
If you've got income tax problem where you can use the tax deduction, obviously that can be a good thing, but you have to have the income to offset it.
And you got to know that your itemized deductions are greater than your standard, because I've been finding, especially with the younger people, you know, this, they get a standard deduction, you can't even use the itemized
deduction. Take the short
deduction.
Form, be done. Yeah,
the exactly. key, there's another thing you got to look at, you know, and again, a home equity line of credit, oftentimes they're a floating interest rate. They don't give you a fixed interest rate.
Right, right. And I was just wondering if you, you know, nobody has a crystal ball about that prime rate. That's what it's kind of based on.
Well, if you follow the markets, caller, I mean, the Fed has been giving signals like they're going to hold rates low for the next 4 to 6 months, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. But you're right. It is a crystal ball, but I think...
they're not going to go down. We know
that. They won't go down anymore. I don't think they can possibly go down more.
The other side of the coin, you're going to lower your payments, I'm assuming, is one of the reasons you're doing this?
Correct. It'll cut my payments in half.
Okay. The other side of the coin is if you can... See, normally the home equity lines of credit, you just pay interest only, and you can pay whatever you want as principal. But obviously, if it's at all possible, you want to pay as much as humanly possible on that principal.
Exactly.
But you don't have to.
I wouldn't.
Exactly. That's if things got tight, then my wife wouldn't have to. But as it stands right now, we would keep flying just about what we are now. But if things got tight, she could back off.
There you go.
Yes, that's exactly the beauty part about the home equity is that you should continue to pay what you're paying now as long as you can.
If you can.
And if you can't, you have the flexibility to move away from it and get a lower payment out of it.
How far into your car loan are you? Are you at the inception, or are you starting to get into the bank's pocket as far as the equity you're making on your payments each month?
Not really, because it took us a 7-year loan and only 1 year is gone.
Yeah. So you're upside down. You're upside down.
Big time.
Yeah. See, I love a home equity loan as opposed to other forms, because normally they don't charge you lots of fees to get into it. You can get into it with almost no fees, so you're not loading it up with fees. But the key thing is, like Vince and was saying, if you don't want to lose your home because you get too upside down in debt, but if it can help you, and the interest rates stay low, but what you might want to do is just say, what happens if interest rates go to 5, 6, or 7% within a couple of years? And there's a good possibility that'll happen.
You got the same consideration for people taking out these what they call ARM loans now.
Yes.
These adjustable rate mortgages. Same thing. You're really gambling, and unless you've got a short-term time horizon, it can be a very big gamble, in this market.
But there is another thing when I look at it. So how long have you owned your home?
11 years.
Okay, so you bought it before the prices were astronomically high.
Exactly. Got in at the perfect time, right?
Okay. So now your house, it went up real high, then it's come back down, but you're up higher than when you first bought it, right?
Right, exactly.
And hopefully, if you use real rules of life, that the home will now appreciate at a decent level for the next few years, assuming the economy keeps going like it is.
It should.
So it should. Here's what happens. Nobody has a crystal ball, but quite honestly, for years and years and years, we were all taught if we own this home over a period of time, it's going to be worth more than we paid for it, just with appreciation.
The normal rate, by the way, is 3% a year, Joe. If you look historically, it's about 3% appreciation on the house. Now, except for that period of time the bubble formed, when people were getting 10, 15%.
The labor and material went through the roof.
Yeah. So right today, you know, like basically it's over $100 a square foot to build a new house, not including all the fees. So when you take your house, replacement value it could be considerably more. Anyway, I think in a long run, going out 4 and 5 years, that the worst case scenario, if interest rates went to 10% and you couldn't afford it, you could always sell your house. And if you've got enough equity in it, you should be able to sell it.
You know, here's my only concern is this. I have advised and talked to a lot of people who wanted to restructure debt. And that's what you're talking about, restructuring your debt, not making it go away, just restructuring it. Now, a lot of times what happens is you have great intentions to continue to make these payments, but life gets in the way, bills get in the way, things get in the way, and you don't do it. And all of a sudden, all you've been doing is paying interest for 5, 6, 7 years. That's the only fly in the ointment that I see. If you can stick true to your plan, the home equity is the way to go. But if you feel that in your heart of hearts up the road, it won't work out. You may be paying interest only for 10 years.
Yes.
But then, and so I'm sure you've thought of all these things. At least we hope you have.
Right, and there is another. I've got some other monies that I can bail myself out of this loan if the rates did go through the roof.
All right,
we didn't know that. So if that's the case, I'd tell you to jump on it.
I'd go for it.
I'd tell you to jump on it. Yeah,
looks like a good deal to us.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks, and Lord bless y'all.
Thanks for calling, Paul.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting, Joe, but when you got reserve backup cash, you it gives make, you an awful lot of
it makes life a whole lot better.
Absolutely, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. But if we look back in history, when we hit our recession just before, and everybody's values went up, skyrocketed, and people were going like crazy and getting home equity lines and refinancing their property, all of a sudden, a lot of those people lost those houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did. If you pulled all your equity out and rolled the dice with it, you don't have your property anymore.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Or you're stuck with a huge mortgage, and it's consuming you, and you become house poor.
But then I would call Mike Paulus and talk to him about getting that refinanced.
There you go.
See, and there comes the thing.
The HARP program.
Yes, the HARP program. Although I'm still trying to get clarity. I think it's only for those that were Fannie Mae mortgages.
It's not, only
not for conventional.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, yeah. It is. The HARP is
now
only
we're talking
for those.
About like everybody knows what we're talking about.
Well, Fannie Mae is a federal national mortgage association. Basically, if you have a loan normally $400,000 or less, it's $417,000, I think. The Fannie Mae is the agency that buys those from the banks. You make your payment to Bank of America or whatever, but the truth is the government is standing back there behind that loan. So what happens is when they came up with the HARP, H-A-R-P program, it allowed people that were upside down in their mortgages, as long as they were a quote of Fannie Mae.
And current.
And current.
Right.
To refinance, even though they were upside down, at possibly a lower interest rate.
Right.
And those sort of took out the thing where your house had to, show to be worth as much money as you're trying to borrow.
Right.
You had to appraise out.
Yep.
You sort of pulled that little
thing out. It was ridiculously low. I think you could get something like a 75% of value.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. They were low value. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, great. Thank you.
I have a question in regards to taxes. I received government money from the hardest hit fund to help. It was the principal reduction fund, and I received a lump sum to help offset my principal balance. Now that it's tax season, I did receive a tax form from them.
Mm-hmm.
Will that count as income?
Yeah, did you get a 1099 from them?
I think it said 1098.
Or 1098? Okay. Well, you'll have in there. Yes, it's a forgiveness of debt is what it is. It's forgiveness. And yes, normally, that would be taxable to you because you didn't sell the house. You refinanced. You got money out of it. Basically, you got debt forgiven. If you sold it, you wouldn't have any issues because it would go against, it would be forgiven.
I'm not understanding. So she got money?
She got a principal reduction.
Principal reduction on her home. It's and like then they send this
1099.
Does that mean that portion is taxable or not?
Yes.
It is subject to tax?
Yes.
Okay. So
there is no, so that means as a teacher, my income is $50,000 and now that I received $42,000. So now I'm going to be taxed at the rate of almost $100,000 this year?
I think so.
Yes, I'm afraid to tell you
that. Have you talked to an accountant yet on this?
Well, the person I gave my joint that joined my income taxes is not an accountant, but is a math teacher, and she was she's researching it. So I was just curious because I thought in 2007 or 2008 that Bush signed a bill or something. Protecting situations like this because it was from the government. I did not receive the funds. It went straight to my mortgage.
Do you have that particular form in front of you? Or could you get your hands on it?
Hold on. I think I do.
Because it should tell you what the taxable, or give it to your
tax person. Sometimes they have a little number on a box and say number 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, and if you look on A, B, C, D, whatever, the notation. Look in the back. And it'll give you an indication.
It'll say if it's subject to tax or not.
If you had sold a house.
Okay.
And
no, I did not.
No, I'm saying it would have been different. House.
Let me ask you this, Vince. If the lady who does her taxes, if she would ask for you to get her a copy of that law, would you be able to send it to her?
I could research it.
You sure. Research
I'd have to go
to
and
her.
Find it.
Can you? Did you look at the form there to see if they had a little number in a box?
Yeah, you know what? I can't find the form. Hold on, I got it. I'm sorry, I got it right here. Hold 1 second.
You sound like my seventh grade teacher.
She doesn't sound like my seventh.
Is this Miss Johnson?
Doesn't sound like my seventh grade.
I'm kidding.
Ms. Johnson, he was only kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm just, that would have been.
No, my name is Johnson, though.
There you go. No, this is her.
I'm telling you, for a lady your age, you sound really good.
Thank you. I thought I had the paperwork, but unfortunately, I think I gave it. Oh, no, here it is. I made a copy of it.
Okay.
Okay, it says, that's my student loan. Sorry.
Here's no problem. Here's what you do. Why don't you call my office, and we can give you the phone number off the air.
Are you at home?
No, actually, I'm driving, and I don't want to get hit.
Then what you do is don't do that. You gave your number to Connie. Did you give your number to Connie when you called? We'll get back to you off the air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, Ms. Johnson.
We'll help.
Bye, Ms. Johnson.
Remember seventh grade now.
Okay, thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Can you believe that?
Good call.
What was your teacher's name, Ms. Johnson?
That's my name.
Boy, you better go to the casino and play some numbers tonight.
I'm telling you what, isn't that it? Well, you know, and there becomes another whole situation, you know, when you get those things.
Yeah, because and everyone's different.
Well, the key thing, oftentimes when you get this tax form, on the front of it, it'll have a box and it'll have a number or a letter. Then you have to flip it over to the back and in a fine print that you can hardly read.
And it tells you what's taxable, what's not, the conditions. I'll tell you, give you a real quick example. I got a client sends me a stuff the other day, and he's got a 1099-C. Now, what happened was the bank had foreclosed on their house in May, hadn't sold the house yet at the end of the year. IRS requires them, because it was an event, a reportable event, requires the bank to send the IRS and you a 1099 that says, basically, we foreclosed on your house. It was worth X number. In this case, they said it was worth $215,000. Right. My client being very upset, he didn't know how to read this thing. Right. So he calls me up. He says, Vin, does this mean I'm going to be taxed on $215,000? I said, let me take a look at it. Had him send it over to me. No, that was the fair value of the property at that time, and it wasn't even the fair value. It was half of that.
But what if the bank sold it this year for $150,000?
I was getting to that. So, because in the box on that 1099, I said, well, look at box one and box two. What does it say? He says that there's zeros in the box. Well, the boxes are the taxable portion. So they weren't reporting any taxable anything.
There's been no transaction.
Because there was no transaction. I said, but beware. Yes. I said, in 2015, if they sell that house,
For a loss,
the difference between your mortgage and what they sold it for will become taxable income to you. Maybe. I say maybe, because if it was personal residence and the Congress extends yet another year, you might be able to not be taxed at all on it. You know,
the key thing is this: knowing how to read that document and don't be in a panic when you look at it. You got to read it carefully, and when all else fails, you get to a competent CPA. I just happen to know one.
You do?
Kind of funny looking guy. What's his name? Italian name. I can't remember, But anyway.
And they all sound alike.
They all sound alike. The key thing is
they all end with an O.
Or an I.
Or an O.
Or some other vowel.
When all else fails, you go to somebody that does this for a living and you find out and get the right advice. So what will happen is what we will do, Vince will get a hold of you off the air. When you get that form, he'll walk you through the form and put you at ease. Hopefully, you'll be a little happy.
It's the public service we do.
That's exactly right. That's the whole point of this show.
Well, in fact, let me public service people about money. You know, we were talking a little bit, about a Roth IRA as a great way to save for colleges, because it's whatever you put into that Roth IRA while you're working, you have to pay tax on. But the government says all the growth in that Roth IRA from that day forward, when you take it out 10 or 20 or 30 years later, is tax-free.
Not tax-deferred, and there's a big difference in that word.
It's tax-free.
Yeah, absolutely. Tax-free is tax-free.
Tax-free.
No tax.
No tax.
And you know what's beautiful, too? It's not subject to RMD, Joe.
Well, required minimum distribution means when you get officially old, like Vince almost is, then
you're older than me.
I know. You must have reached that point already.
You're getting RMDs.
you know what it always reminded me of? When you've been bad and your mom says, hey, when your dad comes home, you're getting a beating.
You're getting an RMD.
That's a deferred beating.
That's right.
Now, when he comes home and he says, that's okay, son, I understand. That's free. That's the difference between a Roth and a not Roth.
You're right.
The key was, mom was in a mood today,
that's
Dad.
That's right.
I don't think that always worked in my house. But the key with the RMD, folks, what he was saying is required minimum distribution. When you turn 70 and a half and you have an IRA or retirement plan, you're supposed to start taking money out whether you like it or not. But on a Roth, you don't have to, is what Vince was saying.
That's what I was saying. So they're beautiful things, those Roths. They're
Uncle great Sugar wants his money before you die.
Yeah, well, that's the other issue.
Last thing, education. There's all kinds of different investments, and most people today are not too happy with money in the bank because the banks are paying this monster money. It's 0.00 something or other, almost nothing. We have exchange-traded debt instruments. Debt instruments are not common stock, and there's many, many, many big companies that are paying 5 and 6% interest, and they pay the interest every 3 months, and anybody that is not happy with money in the bank should get this information to take a look at as an alternative. 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. And Connie was flashing cards at us a minute ago. Now we get
we
get the peace sign. We got two and a half, and a circle, a peace sign and a circle, right? So we got a moving two. Is that how that works? If we don't have time to talk to you on the radio, what will happen is we will take your name and number and get back with you and answer any questions you can anytime. And you can call the radio station anytime during the week. And if you get lucky enough to talk to Connie, she's nice. And luckily, absolutely, Pastor That's Tom right. is on a mission
and
over
by
to
the way,
Israel.
Thank you for that great job of producing today.
That's right.
You did a magnificent job. You held those cards so well.
No, and she handled the board.
Now,
very
is it
well.
Really 2 minutes?
It's That's 2 minutes right. to go.
We got. Wait a minute. No, Pastor Tom gave us a peace sign, too. So this is pretty good. And I didn't get a circle after it. So there's, Connie gave us a two and a circle.
Well, you know, that Pastor, you trained well. You trained her well. She did very well today.
You
she
may not need to come back.
She knows how to hold your cards better than you do, really. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Well, we're looking forward to having Pastor Tom gone for a couple weeks and he is too, especially because he's tired of me picking on him.
So you're going to be at the Wailing Wall?
Western Wall, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What was that?
I want to make it there someday, but Connie, I will. Maybe the next trip.
Are you saying we should be gone pretty soon?
Do it in January, February, that's awfully hard for me to do.
Do you know
I'm
how
retired.
To turn us off and get rid of us? Is that what?
Well, it's a good month. We can make it happen.
Okay. There you go.
Well, you don't want to be there in the summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, it gets a little warm, huh?
A little hot.
A little bit.
Have you been there in the summer?
I have.
And 100 degrees?
Well, that or better.
That
wow,
or better?
Wow, wow.
Is the humidity low?
Yeah, well, it depends on
if
where
it's 100 degrees, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, up in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you're out of time, Joe. Say goodbye.
Hey, say goodbye, Joe. Thank you so much.
God
until next
you.
Week. Okay.
Oh, dang. You know how to push all these buttons to get rid of us?
MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-229-0114.
Time. Jerusalem, we shall never hold their peace. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO.